it is appropriate that we are here tonight. And it's appropriate for a many number of reasons, not the least of which is celebrating the birth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is appropriate that we gather in the evening, when the sun has set, to welcome the light of the world. My son was recently away at an overnight camp with school. And while he was away, he told me about a night walk that they went on, where you walk all on your own with no flashlight, no one in front of you that you can see, and no one behind you that you can see. And he reflected to me how different everything looked at night while you're out walking on your own. And this evening, though it may seem that we wander, we do not do so alone. A major theme that we see throughout Scripture is one of exile, of being lost and then being found. It happens repeatedly in both the Old and the New Testaments. The ancient Israelites fled from Egypt, and they wandered the barren desert for 40 years. Yet they were never alone. During the Babylonian exile, the period that the prophet Isaiah writes in, the people were sent from the land only to return generations later. But God has never abandoned them. Jesus tells us the parable of the lost sheep, of how one sheep is lost and the shepherd leaves the other 99 behind to go and find the one. And the prodigal son tells us a story of a young man who has lost his way, returns home broken, and is met with love. Continuously throughout Scripture, people are lost and then they are found. Sometimes they are lost of their own doing, just as we are often lost of our own doing. But God is always searching for us. God's light is always available to be seen. We wander as lost souls throughout the world, constantly searching. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." The shepherds were surely as poor and ordinary as any people could be. Shepherding, once the noble occupation held by King David, had become an unenviable job. Shepherds were from the lowest rung of society. Yet it is to the shepherds that the angels go. It is to these outcasts and sinners that they share the first message of the birth of our Savior. It is with poor, ordinary people that this message is shared, that Jesus has come. "Do not be afraid," is what they are told. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." But we know different. We know that not everyone reacted with joy. Herod didn't. He was afraid, feared that he would lose his power, his kingdom. As Jesus grew up, others would receive him with less enthusiasm than joy. The Pharisees and Sadducees would despise him, question him, and seek his death. Pilate was not happy to see him. And as Jesus hung on the cross between two thieves, he was praised by one and mocked by the other. Not everyone received Jesus with great joy. It was the poor, ordinary people who did. They saw in Jesus freedom from oppression. They heard his teaching on love, justice, and mercy, all based on the values of the kingdom of God, and they saw possibility. Regrettably, today much of the world does not receive the news of the birth of Jesus with great joy. Yet there Jesus is. Born in the humblest of settings, the source of good news and great joy for the world. Born of parents too young, not ready, as if any of us are, for what would come. But when he was born, Mary wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. It's Isaiah who writes about that promise of ages. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the child that Luke writes of, our Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is the promise of the ages, born a baby this night to Mary and Joseph. This is the great joy of the nations that we await and whom we welcome into our lives. Jesus reminds us of the promises of God, which are ours, that we are loved, treasured, and welcomed. Jesus is the light that banishes the darkness. In Andy Williams' song, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, he sings these words, and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. This, the birth of Jesus Christ, is the glory of Christmases long, long ago. It is the story that is worth telling repeatedly. For it is the great joy of the nations. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And these are not empty words or platitudes. They are not meaningless titles that don't hold value. For they represent the values of God's kingdom here on earth. And they speak to the majesty and power of God, and of the kingdom that we all participate in when we name ourselves as followers of Christ, as participants in the great joy of the nations. Jesus is born this night, a baby, destined to die so that all might live. And if he had wanted for anything at all, he could have had it. Yet what he came and what he asked for was that we love one another just as we have been loved. Of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Jesus is our King. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. Jesus is Almighty God. And we welcome Jesus as a babe this night. And in the Christ child, we see the promise of generations. As followers of Christ, we believe in the promise that the kingdom of God holds, a kingdom built on the foundation of justice and righteousness. The coming of Jesus, of God with us, is life-altering and world-shaking, that God chose to rip through the fabric of reality and coexist with us, suffer with us, experience joy with us, is a radical event. It disrupts the status quo. It says that things cannot remain as they are. God, through Jesus Christ, shows all of us a better way, a way of loving that is simple yet profound, a way of living that simplifies life while enriching it. But tonight we treasure the gift that we have been given in the Christ child. Tonight we treasure the love we have for family and friends. Tonight we do as Mary did, as she treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And perhaps it was a night like this, quiet and still, that the glories of Christmases long, long ago were first told. When baby Jesus was received into a world that wasn't ready for him and didn't know what to do with him. Yet still he came, for the sake of us all. For Jesus is the good news, and Jesus is the joy of the nations. Thanks be to God. Amen.